Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you to all my listeners. It's Monday, December 31st, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital market. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable. And it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay. Today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I am your host, Bobby Cohen. Call in and talk to me. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. I want to hear from each and every one of you. Okay, today is the last day of 2018. What a year. Unbelievable. But 2019, I'm hopeful it's going to be better for everybody. Remember, takeovers are alive and well. If you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. That's right. Drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Okay. Before I get into the tall weeds, because we got an hour here to go, I have a special guest that's going to be calling in any moment. He's my friend Henry. And Henry is a very smart, astute young man. Many people over the last 12 months have been asking me to opine on the price of Bitcoin. If you remember, I had one or two people that actually called in, and I said, I can't opine on something I just do not understand. So, my friend Henry, I ran into him, believe it or not, just the other day, and I asked him to do me a favor, to call in on today's show, and maybe he could take a few minutes and try to give everyone some guidance in reference to where he thinks the price of Bitcoin might go in 2019. So we'll be waiting for Henry to call us. Again, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. And my friend Henry is on the phone. Henry, how are you? It's Bobby.
Oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. I can't believe it. Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby, it's
Henry.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah. Now, Henry, I'm getting
Bobby,
a little back noise here.
Happy New Year, Bobby. I wish you big profits in 2019.
Thank you, Henry.
And everybody listening.
Thank you very much. Henry, I appreciate you getting on the phone. And I did see you a few days ago. And I know you're a wealth of knowledge in the Bitcoin space. Now, to all my listeners,
Bobby, for your listeners, I got a real treat from. I know you're not much of a Bitcoin or a blockchain guy, but I know quite a bit. I'm just to plug myself a little bit. I'm a lead technologist for a company called BlockFi, where a blockchain-based lending service.
You
give us your Bitcoin, and we'll give you dollars. We'll give you U.S. dollars.
Now, the name of the company, Henry? It's called BlockFi.
BlockFi. You could find us at BlockFi, and you could find us at BlockFi.com.
Okay. Henry,
yeah.
could you briefly tell people how you handicapped Bitcoin this past year, what had happened, and can you opine in reference to what you see on the horizon for 2019?
Well, 2018 was a tough year for blockchain and Bitcoin specifically. If you haven't been looking at the charts, you might have seen it in the news that Bitcoin is tanking. It's been tanking all year. Every day is down. We went from a high of 20,000, which we reached at the end of 2017 and the beginning of 2018, and it's been tumbling down ever since. But us in the blockchain space, we see that as okay, which is pretty crazy. But the problem with Bitcoin was that it was so overvalued. There was one of the biggest manias of all time associated with Bitcoin and the blockchain. So it was very overpriced. And now we're in a stage where the price has reached a point where it's pretty fair, if not undervalued. And in this period, in 2018, a lot of the scam coins have been washed out, and we expect that in 2019 the legitimate projects are gonna be realized as legitimate. We expect these legitimate projects to increase in value. We don't expect the meteoric rise that we saw in 2017, but Bitcoin is here to stay. It's a new technology that many say is as game-changing as the internet. Bitcoin really decentralizes our monetary system. You can learn more about Bitcoin. Just go on YouTube and you search, what is Bitcoin? There's so much information out there. You can go on bitcoin.org. I would say start there. Learn some Bitcoin. And then if you feel like you really get it, then you could learn the blockchain. But one thing I want to tell you, Bobby, is that it's not really important to understand the blockchain. When you want to teach someone about the internet, what do? You tell them to go on Google, go to, type in google.com, and then when they're at google.com, tell them, search something that you want to find out. And they type in something in the search field, and then stuff pops up. You don't have to be a master of the internet to know how to use it.
Right. And so, Henry, from what I'm getting from
same way.
So what I'm getting from you, Henry, is that you're constructive on Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin going into 2019. Now, do you see any other type of electronic currency other than Bitcoin as something the listeners should put on their radar screen? I know there's such thing as Ether and Bitcoin Cash. What should my listeners be focusing on for 2019?
You got to pay attention to Bitcoin. The whole market is driven by the price of Bitcoin. But also, make sure to keep an eye out for Ethereum. Bitcoin and Ethereum are the most legitimate projects out there. There's one more project called the Ripple Project with the short name XRP. And that project actually is valued currently more than Ethereum. But I'm here to tell you that it's a complete scam. Stay away from Ripple. Just focus on Bitcoin and Ethereum. Everything else is really not up to snuff in comparison.
Okay, so Henry, Bitcoin, I know, I checked it earlier today and it was trading at approximately $3,700, give or take a few bucks. What is the price of Ethereum? Could you tell my listeners?
Ethereum currently is floating around $135, $140.
Dollars. $135, $140. Correct.
That is way down from Ethereum's high of, I think, $1,300. So most of these coins took a serious tumble. But I'm here to tell you that Bitcoin and Ethereum are pretty legitimate projects.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a shill either. It makes no difference to me what the price is. It makes no difference for my company what the price is. We give you dollars in exchange for Bitcoin or Ethereum. So it doesn't matter what the price is.
Now, Henry, if any of my listeners would like to get in touch with you, and Henry's last name is Henry Savitt, would you like them to email you? What is your email address?
Yes, you can email me at henry@blockfi.com.
Okay, and now it's Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, at block, B-L-O-C-K. Now, fi is B-I or B?
B-L-O-C-K-F-I.com.
Okay, B-L-O-C-K-F-I. FrankIda.com. So that's Henry.
Yes, F is in financial.
Right. So that's Henry at BlockFi, BlockFi.com. Okay. So of my listeners, you're looking to get some real direction in reference to, you heard it directly from Henry Savitt, who, just so you know, is an expert in cryptocurrency. Please email Henry at It's Henry at BlockFi, B-L-O-C-K. I'm sorry, Fi, Frank Ida? B-L-O-C-K.
Yes, there you go. There you go, Bobby.
Frank Ida. I'm sorry, B-L-O-C-K-F-I, FrankIda.com. Okay, Henry, well, listen to me. Henry, I wish you and your family a happy new year, and I appreciate you checking in, but I want you to know you always have an open invitation to call in to Takeover Talk. And good
luck.
Listen,
Bobby, I owe you one for calling the top back in October. It really saved my butt.
Oh,
so
you're
thanks
being
for having
kind.
Me on the show.
I appreciate that. That was October 8th. And yeah, we mentioned we turned cautious on the Dow at 26,400. I appreciate the plug, Henry. Well, listen, Henry, you take good care of yourself. And again, remember, you have an open invitation and good luck over at BlockFi.com. Okay, Henry?
There we go. Thanks, Bobby.
Bye-bye. Be well. Thank you. Okay. That was my good friend, Henry. If you want to get a hold of Henry, his email address, again, is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, at Block, B-L-O-C-K, Fi, FrankIda.com. He's a young guy. You're going to hear his name, Henry Savitt. Jot his name down. Jot his email down. You're going to hear good things about this young man. He's a smart guy. Also, I know his family. He comes from a great family as well. Okay. I'm going to go back to the phones. I think I got my buddy Franco on the phone. Franco, it's Bobby at Takeover Talk. How are you?
Hey, Bobby. How are you? Happy New Year to you and I'm very glad and things are going back to normal with your program. And, I'm sure this year is going to be as good as 2018 was after I've been listening to you. And I'm very grateful for the money you're making me make.
I'm just, as you know, Franco, I'm just guiding you to this information. You know what I mean? You have to pull the trigger. I know you do your due diligence. You and I speak often offline. And, you know, I know you're a smart guy. And I wish you tremendous success combing for potential takeover targets in 2019. What's on your mind today, Franco?
I just wanted to, ask you, I don't know if you talked about it before, but is there any other companies that might be takeover targets based on what the activist Carl Icahn was saying?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the activist investor Carl Icahn. This guy is one smart, one savvy individual. He has not only accumulated billions of dollars for himself, I believe a self-made man, but he has also helped many people along the way by being an activist and getting, you know, and being instrumental in reference to getting many, many companies taken over the last probably 30, 40 years, Franco. There is one in particular that I had conversation about recently on Takeover Talk, and it's Xerox. The symbol is X-ray, Robert X-ray, XRX Franco. You might want to jot that down, and all my listeners as well. Most fit the household name. People know it as the copier company. It's a tech company. They're more than copiers now. Carl Icahn got involved. I think the stock's trading at around $17, $18. I know that they were in talks to possibly doing a merger with a Japanese company, Fuji, I believe, Fuji Film. And that didn't come to fruition. And it's my belief that Carl Icahn, who is now, I believe, a board member, was quoted as saying that he would entertain bids for Xerox at $40 or higher. The stock, Franco, is trading at approximately $17, $18. If there was to be a $40 bid for Xerox, you do the simple math, that would be a handsome premium. At $20, it would be 100% premium. So I would, you know, tell you as well as all my listeners to put Xerox on your radar screen. Also, another one, Franco, I want to mention, and I remember there was some chatter, but this was back in 2017, that Carl Icahn was building a position in Bristol Myers Squibb. The symbol was BMY. I have not read anything of recently in reference to that. I do remember there was some chatter in 2017. And Bristol Myers, like many biotechs and big pharma companies, you know, took a hit over the last few months. So I think Bristol Myers, BMY, which had always been also rumored as a potential takeover target with companies such as, I believe, Pfizer as well, I would put BMY on your list as well, based on the activist Carl Icahn. Again, I have nothing firm stating that Carl Icahn, Franco, has purchased any Bristol Myers yet, but I do remember back in 2017, there were numerous articles making reference to that. So getting back to your question, I would definitely put Xerox on the radar screen as well as Bristol Myers Squibb. Okay, Franco?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bobby. I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you again.
Okay, Franco. And Franco, thank you for always calling in and being a regular call-in on Takeover Talk. And I wish you and your family a very healthy and prosperous 2019, Franco, okay?
Thank you. Same to you, Bobby. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Okay. That was Franco. Boy, you know what? This guy, Franco, he has some very good questions. It was a very interesting one asking me, again, for all the listeners who may have hopped on late, asked me a question in reference to the activist Carl Icahn. He's an extremely smart guy, savvy guy, and what companies that I would put on the radar screen as potential takeover targets based on Carl Icahn. And one in particular was Xerox, XRX, and the other one was Bristol Myers. He's already on the board of directors, I believe, of Xerox. I had just read some articles back in 2017 that he might be interested in purchasing some stock, or he did purchase some stock. But Carl Icahn rarely does anything in a small way. So those were two I would like my listeners to put on their radar screen. Okay. Well, I want to get back into the tool weeds here. And again, takeovers are alive and well. This isn't a job. I love this. I love speaking to all my listeners in reference to combing the web and trying to identify potential takeover targets. I want you all to call in and talk to me The dial-in number today is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. If you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, your host, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. Do it now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. Hi. By the way, I saw an article back on December 11th. You may want to jot this down. You know, I've always been, you know, I've been really rattling the trees on Globus Oncology as a potential Takeover Talk, and especially since Tesaro got taken over by Galaxo. And I noticed, believe it or not, that there was, back on December 11th, because what do I always say? You have to like a company as a standalone, as, you know, first, as, you know, before you could even think about it as a potential takeover target. And I noticed on December 11th, the investment bank, very smart people over at this bank, Gabelli & Company, they named Globus Oncology, the symbol CLVS, Charlie, Larry, Victor, Sam. They named Globus Oncology as their best 2019 idea. That says volumes. I believe Globus is trading approximately $17. My belief is that the 52-week high is a little bit under $70. If you remember, Tesaro went as low as, I believe, $26 before getting an all-cash takeover bid by Galaxo at $75. So that was a handsome premium. Hey, it was a handsome premium even if you paid $30, even if you paid $35, even if you paid $40 for Tesaro. There had been talk, I believe, that Globus could go if it was to be taken over, could fetch anywhere from $40, $50, maybe even $60 a share in a potential takeover. So again, Gabelli & Company on December 11th, name Globus Oncology, CLVS. Jot that down. Name the best 2019 idea of Gabelli & Company. Ready? Calling it a potential takeover target. That's what the analyst said at Gabelli. That's their words. You know, they've done their homework as well. Just like I tell each and every one of my listeners, don't take what I say as God sent. You got to do your own homework. You got to do your own due diligence. You got to like these companies first as a standalone. Okay? Look, you can't make an investment based on being hopeful. But I want you to know, if the market continues to head south here, there's a lot of companies out there that have come down or will continue to come down in price and could be even more attractive to a potential acquirer. So just based on that alone, 2019, which, believe it or not, we're kissing it, you know, at midnight, we're 2019. Could shape up to be an extremely exciting year for M&A, which I always say is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions. could be extremely exciting. Remember, this show, Takeover Talk, I believe we're the only show that focuses solely on identifying potential takeover targets. I don't know any show that does that. I have this show here on bbsradio.com. This is the one-hour show. And then you could always find me on Blog Talk Radio. Those are half-hour shows that I go at least once, twice a week as well. So, you know, you could always find me during the week, again, on bbsradio.com, which is every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour. And then during the week, just check the website over at Blog Talk Radio Takeover Talk. And those are my half-hour shows. I'm hoping that we'll be extremely active combing the web in 2019. I'm expecting takeovers again to be alive and well. Okay. Well, I just wanted to, got plenty of time here. Have at least another half an hour. So to all my listeners, please call in. The dialer number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Well, I'm gonna wait 10 seconds. Why don't you get your pen and piece of paper? Because again, I'm heading into the tool weeds again in reference to identifying potential takeover targets. It's the end of the year, and I found a very good December 10th Zacks.com article. And the headline was 5 Top Drug/Biotech Merges for 2019. Okay? The Zacks.com has identified 5 potential biotech/pharma companies for 2019. The first company, now some of these companies I had already mentioned, but I again jot these names down, jot these symbols down. The first one, we mentioned it as well a few weeks ago, BioMarin Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is BMRM, Boy, Mary, Robert, Nancy. Companies, this is a company whose product portfolio pipeline includes rare disease drugs. Now again, companies whose product portfolio/pipeline includes rare disease drugs are in great demand, the article says, as it is a less competitive space and the expensive treatments can bring in huge profits. BioMarin is one such drug developer, okay? One such drug developer. And it has also seen its market cap over the last couple months come down as well. There has been speculation about BioMarin's takeover for a long time. I want everyone to know that. And companies like Gilead, Amgen, and Roche may be interested in buying BioMarin. So put BioMarin, symbol BMRN, on your radar screen. The next company they mention in this wonderful article is Vertex Pharmaceutical. Symbol, Victor Robert Tom X-Ray, VRTX. Okay, now Vertex holds a dominant position in the cystic fibrosis market. Okay, now it says at the end of this mention on Vertex, even though it has a larger market cap of approximately, when this article was around $44 billion, it could be a little less, could be a little bit more now, could prove to be a good option, an acquisition option for Pfizer. So they mentioned Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and they actually mentioned it could be a good acquisition option for Pfizer. So jot that down. The next one they mentioned is Insight Corporation. I mentioned this numerous times. It's always been a bridesmaid, but maybe 2019 is the year for Insight. The symbol, Ida, Nancy, Charlie, yellow. Now, Insight has a strong oncology portfolio and makes it a lucrative target for companies like Gilead, Amgen, and Bristol-Myers. Wow. So it's the usual suspects that might be interested in Insight. They said either Gilead, Amgen, and Bristol-Myers might be interested in acquiring Insight, symbol INCY, in 2019. So jot that name down. The next biotech or pharmaceutical company they mentioned in this terrific article was Alexion Pharmaceuticals, the symbol Adam, Larry, X-ray, Nancy, Adam, Larry, X-ray, Nancy. It says, like BioMarin, Alexion is also focused on the development and commercialization of life-transforming drugs for the treatment of patients with ultra-rare disorders. It states in the article that Roche, Pfizer, or Novartis may be interested in buying Alexion. Okay. And finally, the last company they mentioned in the article, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, the symbol, Adam, Larry, Nancy, yellow. Adam, Larry, Nancy, yellow. And this company is one that they also say Alnylam, though a relatively smaller biotech compared to the previously four that I just mentioned, has become a hot target after approval of its key pipeline candidate, Onpattro, in the United States and Europe this past year. And that's Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, symbol ALNY. So those were five companies. If you want to make reference again, you can go to the Zacks.com December 10th article, five top drug/biotech mergers for 2019. Again, jot them down. BioMarin, BMRN, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Victor Robert Tom X-ray, Insight Corporation, symbol Ida Nancy Charlie Yellow, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, symbol Adam Larry X-ray Nancy, and Alnylam Pharmaceuticals. I'll pronounce that eventually correct, right? Symbol Adam Larry Nancy Yellow. Okay. Wow. That was really getting everything in here just before the new year. I want everyone here to jot all these names down. And then you could also do your own homework. I also found, get your pencil out again. This was a very good Bloomberg, December 21st. A Bloomberg article. December 21st, and they talk about they took an M&A survey for potential takeover targets for 2019. This was Bloomberg back on December 21st. Okay, December 21st, Bloomberg wrote an article, and there was an M&A survey, and for potential takeover targets for 2019, the top three companies that came up in the survey were, write these names down. Again, two of these names I had already mentioned over the last few weeks. Nielsen Holdings, symbol NLSN. That's Nielsen Holdings. Papa John's International, symbol PAPA. And Mellanox Technology were named as the most likely takeover candidates in the United States next year in 2019 in a Bloomberg News survey of 20 M&A event-driven trading desks, analysts, and fund managers. Okay? Also, five survey respondents included those three companies in their takeover projections during polling over the past week. Okay? Jot these names down. Arconic, which I had mentioned, and Bungie. So that's ARNC and Bungie, BG, were next with four mentions. Okay? Followed by Axalta Coating Systems. That's AXALTA Coating Systems. Caesars Entertainment, which we had mentioned. CBS. Gotta throw Globus in there. Globus Oncology's in there. As well as I see Jack in the Box, symbol Jack, which I've been telling everybody to put on their radar screen as a potential takeover target. And Zynga, which we had mentioned a few months ago as well. With three mentions each, these were Barnes & Noble, which we had mentioned, Tribune Publishing, International Speedway Corp, Columbia Property Trust, and Magellan Health, which had two mentions. The article went on to say, it was quoted, quote, "We've got a number of clients who are considering meaningful transactions." Gary Pasternak, head of global M&A at Barclays, said in an interview in this article, "Deals that are strategically important are getting done." The article also goes on to say that there's likely to be M&A activity in the technology, healthcare, and industrial sectors in 2019. Larry Hamden, head of America's M&A at Barclays, said in an interview, "Within technology, the software sector is expected to see a lot of activity." He also expects to see more private equity deals after a flurry of deals in 2018. He's quoted in the article stating, "Sponsors are looking at larger and larger targets," Hamden said. "There's a lot of dry firepower on the sideline. Assuming some stabilization in the high yield market, we have the potential to see some sizable LBOs over the course of 2019. And that was the gentleman Larry Hampton being quoted in the article. And Larry Hampton, as I mentioned, is the head of America's M&A at Barclays. He's no slouch. Okay? That was a very, very, very good article. Okay. Well, call in and talk to me. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. If you'd like a private takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. So if you would like that private takeover talk, it's the 1 hour takeover talk workshop with me. Drop me an email now. And again, my email address, which I get directly, is takeovertalk@aol.com. And as I always say, takeovers are alive and well. Look, you got to do your homework out there. You got to do your due diligence. Remember, making money in stocks, hey, it's not easy. You got to do your homework. You got to do your due diligence. Just remember, I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets. Okay? You need to do your own homework, your own due diligence. Remember, my number one job here is to help you all identify potential takeover targets. Now, I saw something very interesting today on a company that I not only mentioned today, but I've been mentioning many times over the last few weeks. It's Arconic, symbol ARNC. Arconic is trading at approximately $16-$17. There's been a tremendous amount of takeover chatter recently on Arconic. That's the very large aluminum manufacturer. And I saw and read earlier today, which I thought I'd mention to all my listeners, a Seeking Alpha article that came up on Arconic. And the headline was Apollo, which we all know, which I had mentioned, which could be one of the private equity companies looking to possibly acquire Arconic. The headline says Apollo's $20 billion Arconic bid set to be held up on credit woes. And that was, and they said that came from the New York Post, which, believe it or not, I tell you, I read the New York Post. The guys who write for that business, for that business section, they're unbelievable. Okay, Josh Cosman and others, very good read, and very smart people. They do some real digging, and the Seeking Alpha article said that Apollo Global Management, which is itself is a public company, but it's private equity, I believe, potential $20 billion leverage buyout of aluminum parts maker Arconic is being delayed by credit turmoil. The New York Post reported, citing people close to the talks. It also went on to say the quick and unexpected tightening of credit markets complicated the deal, which was expected to be signed this month, as, quote, there is no market to finance a buyout of that size, a source told the Post. So, you gotta continue to put Arconic on your radar screen as a potential takeover target. Now, it said in this brief mention in Seeking Alpha, it said $20 billion. Well, it's my belief that Arconic's market cap is approximately $9 billion now, where it's trading at 17 or 16. So if there would be a $20 billion bid for Arconic, I think that would put the price of Arconic north of $30. That would be a handsome premium. Again, there's no guarantees. You gotta like Arconic as a standalone. You gotta like it. And I do believe there was a research note out a couple weeks ago. Longbow, I think, came out with a buy recommendation. Obviously, they like the fundamentals. So put Arconic on your radar screen. Okay, we're going to go to the phone. Hey, Pete, it's Bobby over at Takeover Talk. Thanks for calling.
Yep, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm glad, Pete, I'm glad you got in just before the wire here. I wanted to wish you and your family a healthy and wealthy 2019, Pete.
You too. You as well. Anyway.
You know, hopefully we'll all of us, me, you, and all our listeners, will get some real tailwind in 2019, and we'll all be able to ring the register. That would be nice. It would be a win for everybody.
Yeah, it sure would be. Yep. I agree.
With you.
Anyway.
What's on your mind, Pete?
Just wanted to topic that we've touched on many times before, but haven't really gone into it in the last few calls. As we were mentioning, I guess back from the summertime, and I gave the listeners some symbols in the cannabis space. The other day, it's starting to now be more focused on Aphria, APHA. I've mentioned that in the past.
Yes, you did.
I mentioned that.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Green Growers I think it's Green Growers just made a hostile offer, hostile bid to take the company over. I haven't heard, but that was like about 2 days ago. I haven't seen anything else on it because they're going right to the shareholders. Obviously, Aphria believes that the valuation that they're offering is lower than they would like to take. So that's why they're going, obviously, to the shareholders to try a hostile bid. But I guess the point being is this was one of, three or four that I had given that were probably prime takeover candidates. And it's coming to fruition. And the rest of the space should go through. I seen something the other day on Fox Business, and they mentioned that there's going to be, there should be quite a bit of M&A activity in the cannabis space in 2019, with the drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, drug/pharmaceutical companies, beverage companies, and tobacco companies looking into a lot of M&A activity in the cannabis space.
Yeah, no, Pete, I think you're, I think you could be target on this as well as having everyone focused, especially over the last few weeks, on these precious metals, And, you know, and I know the price of gold has had a very good bid over the last few weeks as well. And there's no doubt that if this commodity, if the gold, you know, if the precious metal gold starts to get some legs here, my thought process would coincide with yours and with the belief that M&A should pick up in the precious metal space as well, Pete. So I know you mentioned so not only the...
So those are the two spaces that I continue to, you know, focus on for M&A activity, which I believe, you know, going forward, those are the two spaces to look at where you're going to start seeing a lot of hot activity. Just to touch back on our NVAX, it went up. It had that nice little run. It's pulled back. Again, waiting to see what's going to happen with this, with those results. And as always, like you always told your listeners, it's very speculative in nature and is going to be based a lot on whatever comes out in the trial.
Okay, Pete. Well, listen, Pete, I, my, you know what? My engineer's whispering in my ear. I got 30 seconds. Listen, Pete, I always appreciate you calling. And many of my listeners always say, is Pete going to call in? So again, I wish you the best new year. And I, and please, you always have an invitation to call in on the other side of 2019, Pete, okay?
You too. Yep, you too. Enjoy your evening and be safe. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Pete. You too. Yep. Okay, great. All right, well, look, my hour's up. Wow. This went so quick. If you want to contact me, please shoot me up an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. I want you all to have a healthy and profitable 2019. And remember, remember, takeovers are alive and well. Thank you for listening to Takeover Talk. I will speak to you in 2019. Bye-bye.